Today's Lenten devotional is written by Stefan Johnson, class of 2023. Theologian Martin Luther once said, "God hides in suffering." Using this quote as a lens, it is safe to say that God is all around us today. With wars, rumors of war, plagues, corrupt leaders, and oppression on the rise, God is in our midst. As we face large corporations and hope to unveil their injustices, these battles become tiring and hopeless. When faced with suffering, it is easy to fall into despair, as the psalmist says, like an owl of the wilderness, like a little owl of the waste places. Psalm 102, verse 6. Although the sight of suffering is overwhelming, overstimulating, and heavy on the heart, our understanding of suffering shows us God's grace. Realizing this grace sets us, as believers, apart from the constant affliction placed upon us by our oppressors. Whether these adversaries are lawmakers with pens, soldiers with weapons, political leaders with pride, or even neighbors with envy, all we are left to do is pray. With our backs against the wall, prayer will guide us. Prayer is what we have to lean on in the face of suffering. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and will not despise their prayer. Psalm 102, verse 17. To recognize prayer as a byproduct of suffering is where we strengthen our faith, remain humble, and sense God amongst the turmoil of the world. Now, a question that I often ask myself is, how does this look? How will it look once I am delivered from this angst? Psalm 126 has an answer: a harvest of joy. In Psalm 126, the psalmist expounds on the restorative justice with an agricultural take: a harvest. May those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. Psalm 126, verse 8. Tears become joy, and joy quickly turned into gratitude. Shouts of joy. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for all that you have done in and around us. Thank you for giving us hope in the face of turmoil and love in the midst of hate. As we see younger generations react to the same world that we have been neglecting, give them strength to do justice and compassion to accept diversity. In Jesus' name, amen.